Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
What is up, all of our liberty-loving friends? This is Liberty at Night with Nate and Chuck on the Free Talk Live Network, broadcasting from the one and only Nashville, Tennessee. If this is your first time joining, smash that subscribe button. We talk about life, liberty, and the pursuit of meaning every single day of the week when we want to. All right, Charlie, this is a little bit different because we're not just talking about whatever news item happened today, not even talking about economics and stuff like that. You know, we had this new Trump indictment come down. If he does, in fact, have to spend the next 600 years in prison, then that'll be a big deal. Are you leaving?
Is this kind of a state of our culture union?
Yes, kind of. But what I noticed, what I recognized, is that things are just crazy right now. And I noticed that I had a hard time tweeting about it, or Xing, or whatever you call it, about it, because...
Posting now, I guess, because it's reposted.
Right now, we're talking about symptoms of symptoms of symptoms of symptoms of problems. And anything that we try to address, we're just not even talking about the root cause of the problem. And I realized once
this
later...
So you're trying to get down to the roots.
Well, not all the way, but I wanted to go through the timeline of how crazy, just how crazy the last several years have been, mainly since Trump was elected president, but just a little bit before that, and why it is that we feel are made to feel crazy right now. And it's not because we are, as libertarians or conservatives, are crazy. It's because we are being constantly gaslit. It's because things have been crazy over the last several years. There have been contradictions on top of contradictions. Hypocrisy, double standards abound. And anytime you try to point them out, you're made to feel bad or crazy or a conspiracy theorist or a racist or whatever it is. You name the thing.
You're shamed. You're called names.
Yeah, exactly.
Just for asking questions. Asking questions.
So what I wanted to do was get a timeline written down of why a lot of people are feeling so crazy, specifically as it pertains to stuff with Trump, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, Clinton going to be in there, COVID lockdowns. We're just going to talk about it all. It's technically the last 9 years and 40 minutes.
Someone start a timer.
So I wanted to, this is important for the story later on, but to start early in the timeline, we have to start in 2014 when Hunter Biden, who is the son of then Vice President Joe Biden, joined the board of a Ukrainian gas company because of all of his expertise.
By the way, remember when we thought 2014 was crazy?
It was.
Back in 2014, we're like, this is crazy. It can't get crazier than this.
It gets crazy.
And 2020 said, hold my Skittles.
So we know about the Ukrainian natural gas company and all the money that Hunter Biden's getting paid. And then you add this into the picture, which is Joe Biden forcing Ukraine to fire a prosecutor. So he bragged about withholding $1 billion in foreign aid from Ukraine under the condition that they fire Viktor Shokin, who's a prosecutor who was previously and coincidentally investigating Burisma for money laundering and tax irregularities.
Which his son, Hunter Biden, happened to sit on the board of.
Was on the board of. Very, very weird.
Making a lot of money.
You'll want to watch this video because I've got a lot of slides going along with this and news clippings, things like that. So they fire this prosecutor who had previously investigated Burisma, who Hunter Biden was on the board of. All right, so we know that. Now, next we get into the 2016 presidential election, and we have Trump and Clinton, two of the most hated candidates ever in the history of the world, except for now Trump is like the most loved person by millions, tens of millions of people since Jesus, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
All right, but we found out before the election that Hillary Clinton had a private email server that had many classified documents on it. And not only that, she wiped that hard drive. She told them there was nothing in the parts that she wiped, and then they found like thousands more that she wasn't supposed to have and the information that she wiped off. You're talking destroying phones, hard drives, things like that, classified documents that she was not supposed to have on that server, but she did not get charged, okay? So let's just keep that.
Because they knew that her intent was not nefarious.
Yes.
Of course.
They knew. Exactly.
Yeah. It's Hillary. It's the Clintons.
Mm-hmm. Good people.
Yeah.
You know, fine people. All right. And then we get the election. Trump wins the election. And beforehand and then right afterwards and then for like 3 years after that, we're told that Trump had conspired with Russia to steal the election. All right. Not only it was every news cycle every day about Trump conspiring with Russia. And you're talking
his entire presidency.
Yes. The entire presidency was about how he was, in fact, an illegitimate president. Hillary Clinton, in fact, said this. Many Democrats said that the election was stolen.
Was there a hashtag not my president going on at that time?
I believe there was. Yes. And I mean, it gets even when you look at what just happened with Trump's latest indictment, where he was trying to get these this quote fake elector scheme, these alternate electors to cast votes in his favor. There were Democrats calling in 2016 before he actually took office that they actually have the electors not vote for, you know, if you're in the state and you win the state, then the electors are supposed to vote. There's several people calling for those electors to not do that, to either not vote for Trump or to vote for Clinton. And during this time as well, we have the Senate, we have Congress telling us that Trump was colluding, that they have evidence. We have Adam Schiff out there telling us that there's plenty of evidence, that he has evidence, for sure evidence, that Trump was colluding with Russia.
And but there's also evidence in plain sight.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And later on, we get the Durham report, and we find out that there was no evidence of any clue. In fact, they spent tens of millions of dollars and years and years and years digging into this and couldn't find anything tying Trump to Russia. Did Russia try to affect the election with social media accounts and things like that? They did, but they found no collusion between the two of them. Okay, so that was years of our lives that we were told this. All right. And we were also told that Russia was trying to destroy our democracy during that time. That's important for world events that happen later on. But there's like half the country that is retrained to see Russia as a massive threat to the United States and to see Putin as a friend of Donald Trump. Okay, that seems pretty important for later on.
To go a little deeper on that, it turns out the dossier actually came from the DNC. So not only it was manufactured by the DNC to put forward this narrative that we spent millions of dollars investigating, daily news cycles just ingrained in people's mind. We impeached the guy.
Well, that was over Ukraine, not the Russia collusion thing. Yeah, that's what we're about.
There was a lot of testimony in the impeachment that had to do with Russia collusion over the Ukraine thing. And it turns out that it was actually started. The first poke was by the DNC.
The interesting part about that is that they had uncorroborated witness testimony. The FBI did uncorroborated witness testimony from people who had previously been caught lying in testimony to the DOJ that they just went with, and they went with this big investigation from it. So you want to keep that in the back of your mind, the fact that they, in this specific scenario, got uncorroborated information from a known liar tied to the other candidate's campaign, and they still went with the big narrative.
The live group figured it out, though.
What's that?
So dossier is a French word,
mm.
And France is on the same continent as Moscow. Like, you can get to France from Moscow by train.
Okay.
And so Russia,
connected.
Russia collusion.
Very connected. Plus, you know, France invented democracy or whatever. That's what I hear in movies sometimes.
Yeah.
And so therefore, dossier being a French word, that must be something that's going to protect democracy. And so therefore, you have to trust the dossier because it's going to protect democracy. That's the other.
Sounds about as legitimate as all their other claims.
Later on, Trump threatened to withhold military aid to Ukraine under the condition that they get to the bottom of what happened with Viktor Shokin and Burisma and that prosecutor being fired and, you know, Hunter Biden being on the board. Did that have to do with the fact that he was going to be running against Joe Biden or that he was or whatever was taking place? Maybe. Sure. Maybe it did. But he was impeached for this. All right. For withholding, giving our money to other people and asking whether or not there was, in fact, corruption from the previous administration.
And then Trump was impeached for that.
OK, now you thought things were crazy at that time. But then we're coming into the 2020 presidential election year. And what happens but a pandemic outbreak from the land of China? Now, that's pretty crazy. That is pretty. I'm not saying that it broke out because it was a presidential election year. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, how crazy is it?
What a coincidence timing.
And sometimes bad things happen. Okay. And we all have to understand that. Now, it originates in
sometimes
China.
Sometimes one of the worst things in 100 years happens.
Yeah.
And it just so happens to be an election year.
Now, it originates in China, where they've got the Wuhan Institute of Coronavirus Manufacturing Lab. And so people started to say that there was potentially a lab leak from Wuhan. All right. But that was, of course, just a big conspiracy theory. This lab leak theory is censored on social media. Conspiracy theorists are branded as racist for suggesting that it leaked out of a COVID lab in China.
Or asking.
Yeah. And that. But now, by the way, that possibility is seen as the most likely scenario by several U.S. government agencies. So that's a really weird one. And speaking of the...
And by the way, we were banned on YouTube, Facebook, TikTok. We were shadow banned everywhere. Banned for lengths of time on certain platforms just for talking about literal data from the CDC, from the WHO, not the band, from just you name it. We were literally just asking questions and reading stories, and they were still shadow banning and banning us.
We went as a small libertarian podcast making $5,000 a month on Facebook to zero immediately. Gone. All right. And then shadow banned everywhere. It was pretty nuts. Pretty crazy time. Here's a news clip. How Facebook censored the lab leak theory. All right. So we know that they cracked down on this crazy misinformation. And to add to the lab leak theory, we also know that Dr. Anthony Fauci commissioned a scientific paper in February 2020, to disprove the Wuhan lab leak theory, a paper that he commissioned and then cited as his source for why it did not originate from the Wuhan coronavirus lab.
Because that's the scientific method.
And then you got to trust the science.
Yeah.
You know, and he is science.
Right.
Remember, that also happens during this time. I didn't put enough Anthony Fauci stuff. As I said earlier, COVID's origins, most likely lab leak agency reportedly says. We got that in February of 2023, just a few years after Dr. Science commissioned the paper just proving the lab leak theory.
That he then cited.
Now, during this time, remember, we're still in the presidential election year. We're still in 2020 right now.
Oh, and then, okay, I have to mention this about Dr. Fauci. If you watch the Rand Paul-Dr. Fauci fights, you can see the manipulator in action.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Because Rand Paul would ask a question or challenge him on something, and he goes to attacking him personally. And that's exactly what happens when you're faced with someone who is scared to tell the truth.
We get the COVID-19 lockdowns. We get the economy destroyed. Businesses shut down. People have to shelter in place. Millions of people lose their jobs. Public gatherings of any kind are illegal in many places or most places because those could be super spreader events. You have 20.5 million people lost their jobs in April and 850,000 people lost their jobs in March of 2020. All right. Then we get $2 trillion COVID-19 relief bill. We get payments sent out to people. And remember, one thing that's really important during this time as it happens is that you can't have any large gatherings. In fact, even like some churches can't have service.
Unless you're like a governor or something.
That's true. You can do stuff like that if you want. Lockdown protests. People would want to protest the lockdowns. And of course, those were called super spreader events. Okay, so you can't even go out there and protest the government shutting down our way of life, our ability to produce and earn. And then, this is still 2020, we get George Floyd and Derek Chauvin. So we get not only a pandemic in a presidential year. I'm not saying it's because it was a presidential year. Viruses don't have intentions like that. But it is just crazy how 2020 was, because we get that virus, we get an economic shutdown, we get George Floyd and those protests.
So now you can protest.
You can protest. Here's a headline from the New York Times. Are protests dangerous? Question mark. What experts say may depend on who's protesting what. Public health experts decried the anti-lockdown protests as dangerous gatherings in a pandemic. Health experts seem less comfortable doing so now that the marches are against racism.
And because the virus knows as long as the cause is good, then it can't spread the virus.
But the rationale given at this time, there were over 1,000 health professionals signed a letter saying that not to shut down the protest because racism was a bigger problem. Now, what's weird to me is how dangerous this virus was. And I mean, what do we have? Like a million people die in the U.S. from it?
Something like that.
Ish. I don't know. Some
1.2.
Some with, some without, or whatever. Yeah. Because of or with COVID. That's another thing that we need to remember. We were miscounting many deaths as COVID deaths. You get in a car accident and you test positive for COVID and you died from COVID. Very famous examples like that. Shark ate you. Well, we tested the blood from your arm, and turns out you had COVID. Okay? Thus proving that sharks are attracted to COVID, and that's why you can't go to beaches during the lockdowns. So we get these health professionals signing a letter saying that. So we got the George Floyd riots going on. $2 billion in damage to many small businesses, large businesses, personal property. Dozens of people died. Many of them just innocent people or people trying to protect their property or other people's property. You see the images of cities on fire, city blocks on fire around the country. And then we hear about mostly peaceful protests. And that was one of the funny moments that we saw. I believe it was CNN, and they say mostly peaceful. And in the background, there's just things on fire and people rioting. It was amazing. Let's get back out of the protests, the race riots, and the worldwide pandemic that happened in 2020, the election year. One other thing that's important to know,
just before all of this happened,
is if you rewind just a little bit to December of 2019, the DOJ receives Hunter Biden's laptop. The laptop details, among other things, among many photos of Hunter Biden's thing, deals with foreign nationals, and even an infamous email with the line 10% for the big guy. No clue who that is. Mm. Whoever people determine to be the big guy. I don't know who it is.
Yeah, okay. Still don't know.
They knew it was real, by the way. We just found this out like last month or in June, that when they had it in December of 2019, they knew that it was real and that the information on that laptop was real. What did they do with it?
Nothing.
Nothing? They did one thing with it. They did nothing except warn social media companies in the summer of 2020 to expect a Russian hack and leak operation prior to the election. The New York Post breaks the story in October of 2020 and is promptly censored by social media.
11 months after the DOJ had it in their possession.
And knew it was real. And so here's a clip. Politico, Hunter Biden's story is Russian disinformation, dozens of former intel officials say. 50 former intelligence officials signed on, casting doubt.
Look at all these letters that these experts are writing and signing.
When we know that they knew in 2019 that it was real and was not a Russian disinformation operation. But these experts signed on and said that it was Russian disinformation. Okay, so Joe Biden wins the election in November of 2020. 2 weeks later, both Moderna and Pfizer announce that they have 95% effective COVID vaccines that are ready for market. Once again, I would say 2020 will go down as the most coincidental year in history.
Mm-hmm. Nothing to see here.
Because, good Lord, the timing of 2 weeks after the election, Moderna and Pfizer, remember, we got these COVID lockdowns. The economy is shut down. Millions of people are put out of work. They have nothing to do but riot and burn in the streets. 2 weeks after the election, guess what? We've got life-saving vaccines. We're going to be able to get back to normal here pretty soon. That is really good luck that Joe Biden has. So we go into January of 2021 and we get one of the worst. I mean, it's tough to even talk about.
It is.
But of course, Trump was not conceding the election. He is talking about voter fraud, stolen election, irregularities.
Ironically, just want to point out that the same thing happened on the other side in 2016.
It is.
Trump won the election.
It is.
And it was called unprecedented. What he was doing was unprecedented. No one had ever tried to challenge the transfer, the peaceful transfer of power before.
Yeah, I know. Not even Al Gore taking it all the way to the Supreme Court.
In 2000.
Not even that. So we get to January 6th, the day that they're supposed to vote, the electors are supposed to vote. Trump holds a rally and tells people to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. March to the Capitol and peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. Well, what conservatives know that many Democrats don't is what it means to be a patriot. And then we get a very patriotic picture right here of people hanging out at the U.S. Capitol. I don't condone this. As we say every time, we...
Is that a BLM protest?
We went... No, this is one of the bad ones.
Oh.
This is actually really bad. A lot of these people probably died from COVID afterwards. Those death figures we don't have, really, from January 6th. But it wasn't just the unarmed protesters that were shot and killed. There's a lot of people got COVID that day. So we have this protest that turns into a riot. And then we also have just a little bit more confusion thrown in to our brains for people to remember. We know that the FBI had... Remember the thing with Gretchen Whitmer up in Michigan? You know, that they basically created an entire kidnapping plot. We know that they like to get involved in movements and stir stuff up so they can justify their existence.
Ray Epps was not a Fed, though.
He was not him. There could have been others, but it definitely wasn't Ray Epps.
Yeah.
Ted Cruz asked some pretty pointed questions. I'm like, hey, did you guys have any federal officers or informants in the January 6th crowd? And they're like, oh, I can't answer that. Did you commit any crimes? I'm like, were there federal officials or informants involved in committing crimes on January 6th? Can't answer that. If the answer isn't no, then the answer is yes in that scenario.
Mm-hmm.
It should be no. But you're just supposed to look past. You have to look past the fact that the U.S. government probably had its own people in the crowd committing acts of violence or property destruction on January 6th. Completely wipe that from your memory. It does not matter.
But they had a pass to do so.
Not important. Not important at all. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about more stuff surrounding COVID, Hunter Biden, the Clintons, Donald Trump, Joe Biden, and all of the ways they've been made to feel crazy over the last few years.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
U.S. USA News Update. The judge overseeing former President Trump's 2020 election interference case has scheduled a hearing for Friday in Washington, D.C. It's likely to determine what rules should be imposed for the handling of evidence. The Justice Department recently filed for a protective order asking the judge to place some limits on Trump's speech about the case. Trump's lawyers responded this week claiming that order violates the First Amendment. Police in Montgomery, Alabama say one person has turned themselves in connection to a brawl at a river dock. Montgomery Police Chief Darrell Albert says two more suspects were expected to surrender soon.
We have instructed those individuals to turn themselves into law enforcement.
The brawl that went viral on social media reportedly was the result of a dispute between a black riverboat co-captain and a group of white men who police say may have refused to move for the black man. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
All right, y'all, Liberty at Night with Nate and Charlie on the Free Talk Live Network. We've been talking about how you have been gaslit over the last few years, talking about Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, the Clintons, COVID, the election, all sorts of different stuff. Let's keep going. COVID's still going on, by the way, at this time, and now people are ramping up their misinformation on social media. People are starting to say that this 95% effective vaccine is not, in fact, 95% effective or a vaccine. By that meaning that it does not prevent you from getting COVID or spreading COVID. That is beginning to get censored on social media, maybe because the government was pressuring these companies to do so. I don't know. That's a conspiracy theory, just so you know.
At this time.
So, of course, we're rolling out all these articles about how the vaccines are still effective. Don't pay attention to the misinformation. But then we actually get a fact check here. We'll just use something that Joe Biden said, which is that if you're vaccinated for COVID, you do not spread the disease to anyone else. And it turns out that was even rated as mostly false because you clearly could spread the virus. After
Rachel Maddow said the same thing.
Exactly. Now, despite the fact that the vaccine is not effective in both of the major ways that a vaccine should be effective, we have Biden, who was against vaccine mandates when he was running for president, decide that he's going to have vaccine mandates. Now, he's not going to mandate that everyone gets the vaccine. It's only people who want to get enough money to survive
and feed their families.
But if you don't care about doing that, you don't have to get the vaccine. And so he has the employer mandate. People with more than 100 employees require vaccination. He did lose that in court. So the private mandate does not go into effect, which, by the way, I think he knew that the private mandate was not going to go into effect. But what happened was many people, in preparation for the mandate to go into effect, got vaccinated in the time leading up to the time it was supposed to go into effect. And then it was blocked. But you still had a lot of people that went and got vaccinated.
A lot of these people had lost their jobs previously. Thanks, Bailey. And then now they got jobs again. And they're like, well, I don't want to lose my job again. So I better go do this thing.
They still have the healthcare worker and the government workers, contractors mandates that are in effect. They get away with the healthcare worker one because if you take Medicare or Medicaid at your facility, then they can mandate that you get the vaccine.
Or they can withhold the funding.
Yes, which means they put you out of business. What about kids in school, though? We had kids that did remote learning, not the same thing at all. We have a lot of learning loss. We go backwards in the literacy rates and math proficiency.
They were forced to mask, which has all kinds of effects.
One of them is not preventing COVID, but it has a lot of other effects.
Yeah, like speech.
Even The Atlantic said that the CDC had a flawed case for kids wearing masks in school because they pointed to the studies that they were citing. And just for an example, one of the studies that they cited to make the case compared two different school districts. And let me just give you rough numbers because I haven't looked at the study in a while. The district that did not have masking, say they look at August. Here's your number for the district that doesn't do masking. And here's the numbers for the district that does do masking. And you look at August. Well, it turned out the one that did do masking also only went to school for 2 weeks in August. And the other one went to school for 4 weeks in August. And so they didn't even go to school for the same amount of time because the district started on different dates. And they used those numbers as a reasoning for forcing kids to wear masks across the entire country.
Now, that is actual misinformation.
Yes.
It's purposeful, deceitful, insidious data to try to compare things and being dishonest about the data that you're actually using.
And all for what? It wasn't to protect people because they know that that's not what they were. Listen, a mask could work if it's an N95 and you do it perfectly. And I mean, you wash your hands. If you touch it, you like switch to another one afterwards. Little kids.
It seals properly.
Little kids wearing the equivalent of a piece of silk over their face at school. No.
You don't pull it down to talk.
Remember the clip of Joe Biden pulling down his mask to cough? You're wearing a mask because of COVID and you pull it down. Cough down. Okay. That's what you do with a mask. That's like the actual time that you need the mask.
Yeah.
All the other times should have been down. Cough up with the mask. Oh, the mask.
I remember you weren't even allowed to go to the hospital to see your dying loved one. You weren't allowed to be there for your kids being born.
Dude, I got a terrible story that I was remembering. You know, my neighbor died during this time. And her husband, so when she was put in the ambulance at the house, she was still alive, still talking. And her husband tried to get in the ambulance with her, and they wouldn't allow him to get in the ambulance. So he had to travel behind them. Well, on the way to the hospital, the ambulance stopped and pulled over. And it turns out that she died during that time. He wasn't able to be with her. He was sitting in the car behind the ambulance while his wife was dying. That happened a lot, I'm sure. All right, to get to a brighter note, Biden taking credit for creating jobs after businesses are allowed to reopen. Remember, there were over 20 million people that lost their jobs because businesses were shut down. Well, when the businesses are allowed to reopen, Biden is repeatedly and still taking credit for creating jobs that simply came back into existence after they were legally allowed to come back into existence.
COVID started to magically disappear.
It's weird. I wish we would have said at the end of 2020 that if Biden won, COVID would start to disappear as soon as he took office.
I think we did.
I know.
We did say that.
You could probably find several clips of us saying that it was going to be gone if Biden won and it was going to get worse if Trump won.
You have to wonder how we keep predicting the future.
I know.
It's just, you guys, we're the experts, actually, and you need to trust us.
During this time, by the way, we get U.S. inflation at 9.1%.
So also remember, on the way up, the the whole time it was transitory, you know. Mm-hmm. This was not gonna last. It wasn't gonna keep going up. It was all transitory. Nothing to see here. Flooding the market with all this new money had nothing to do with it.
Mm-mm.
And then it reaches 9.1%, and we are told it's because of corporate greed.
Corporate greed. And mm-hmm. these businesses price gouging people. That's what it is. Not all that money. There's another thing that they blame it on, which is Putin's price hike.
I almost forgot about that. Early
2022, we get Russia invading Ukraine, and we get the Putin price hike because oil prices, food prices shoot up. It's very interesting that the oil prices go up. Biden blames oil companies for not producing enough oil. Just a year after, or 2 years after, he had promised that he would have a plan to lead to the shutdown of all oil production. In fact, here's an article from Forbes saying Biden promises no more drilling, just days after demanding more drilling. And that's in November 20. But it's their fault.
God.
Why would you feel crazy during this time? This is your fault. This is your fault for thinking that there's something wrong, yeah. Charlie. It's just you. It's not them.
Literal gaslighting. Like, perfect example.
Yeah.
Nate, can you drill some more for some oil? Can
sure.
you do?
Sure.
Will you do that for me?
If you'll let me. Yeah.
And then later that night, I'm like, no more drilling. I don't know why these companies are drilling. No more.
We also get Elon Musk buying Twitter during that time. Remember? Can you guys remember back when it used to be called Twitter?
Mm-hmm.
That was crazy, right?
That was.
I can't even imagine that website being called Twitter anymore. You know? Just, I love the way how X rolls off your tongue. It's great.
Yeah. X.
We get the Twitter files in December, and that's when we start finding out a lot of things about the Russia collusion narrative. We see the government pushing Twitter to find Russian bots and trolls and blame them for stuff with the election. We see them trying to censor the Hunter Biden laptop story, vaccine.
Not trying to. Yes. They did.
Twitter did. You know, the government just suggested that it could be, you know, Russian hack and leak operation, stuff like that. They suggested with a gun in their back pocket.
Yeah.
That's how they suggest things. So we get that. We get vaccine misinformation, disinformation. People mentioning that there could be side effects of the vaccines. Charlie, wouldn't you know it, this was the first medication ever created by man to not have any side effects at all. Not a single one.
Yeah.
Completely safe and effective. And that is what we're all supposed to believe for the first time ever in history of medications.
I believe it's not in your notes, but this was around the same time that they were going to have the Truth Department.
Oh, yeah, the Ministry of Truth. It's the Disinformation Governance Board, I think.
That's right.
DGB.
Yep.
The DGB coming after you.
And that happened around
Who's
the same time.
Who's that knock on the door? Hide the kids, honey, it's the DGB. They're coming to toss the sheets again. Hide all your disinformation.
Somehow that didn't last because there was a big uproar about that. But that was very interesting.
Social media won at that time. And by the way, you remember Russia invades Ukraine, and now we are heavily involved, and by heavily I mean like over $100 billion involved in protecting Ukraine from Russia, those people who stole the 2016 election and installed Hitler to power in the United States, you know. The guy who created one of the worst days in American history. And so we are trying to fight Russia. We're paying Ukrainians to die in our battle against Russia. Mm-hmm. It's essentially what happened. Russia has repeatedly threatened to use nuclear weapons if Ukraine tries to take Crimea or continues to hit Moscow. But even with these threats, it seems that there are no lengths to which Joe Biden would not go to protect the Ukrainian government. And I've always wondered, what is it? What is this hold? I guess he's very charismatic, but what is this hold that Zelensky has over Joe Biden to get him to fork over any amount of money or weaponry to Ukraine to fight Russia? I don't know. Maybe you can go back and listen to earlier in the episode and see mm-hmm. what that might be.
Mm-hmm.
No clue. We do have...
If you're confused by now, you should be.
Corruption has ended because tax and firearm charges were filed against Hunter Biden. His first name is Robert?
Bobby.
Bobby Hunter Biden? Bobby Biden.
Bobby Biden.
Come on. Wait, could have gone with Bob Biden.
Yeah.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob Biden. That's what I would have done.
Mm-hmm.
So he's charged with the DOJ. By the way, thanks in part to information that was found on the laptop that the DOJ earlier pretended didn't exist. But we could not ignore the information because the New York Post released a heavily censored story and got all of this information out into the public. And so they did some investigation.
And we found out through the Twitter files that it was legitimately asked to be censored.
Yep, yep. And so we get tax and firearm charges. All right, so keep that in your back pocket there for a minute. Trump withholding classified documents. I skipped over his first indictment over the dumb stuff in New York. But Trump withheld classified documents, and you got the DOJ investigating that. Listen, this is the one that's really going to hurt him. He had those documents, and he knew he had the documents, and you got hard evidence that he asked for people to destroy it, to lie about it, to do all kinds of things. He knew that he shouldn't have them. And they'll easily be able to get him on that one. I don't know what to think about the others, but it looks pretty open and shut as far as documents go. And as we know, the DOJ is very serious about classified documents. Always has been.
Yeah.
Always has been very serious about this.
2016.
Yeah. President Biden. Classified documents were found in multiple locations belonging to Joe Biden. In his garage, in his office. This guy doesn't care.
In his car?
Yeah. Doesn't matter. Classified. What were the documents? I don't know. No one cares to ask anymore. No one cares.
Mm.
We haven't mentioned this in a long time. I guess none of it mattered at all. It was just important enough to be classified.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really sure. So we can just brush over that one because who cares? We don't really care about classified documents. But then we get the actual indictment of Trump on classified documents, many counts related to those, as I just said. Oh, you know, the Hunter Biden thing where they charged him with the tax stuff and all that. He gets a sweetheart plea agreement that basically also is an immunity deal for any future things he's charged with, which is why the judge decides, we're not going to do this. You guys got to finish out these investigations and bring the whole thing to me at one time. We got to know about all of this stuff. Okay. So the judge did reject that plea agreement. So that's good, I guess. And then just recently, the Trump January 6th indictment, the stolen election indictment, which is a bunch of conspiracy charges mainly, which I don't think conspiracy should even be a crime because there is no injured party. There is no victim. It's you talking about committing a crime with someone. And to me, that doesn't seem like something the government should punish because there's no victim. And I believe there's no victim, no crime. Unless you say that the January 6th insurrection and the country is the victim of Donald Trump's crimes of talking about the stolen election. And that's where we are over the last couple of days. How do you feel?
Put that in your pipe and smoke it, Hunter.
Hey, we made it, by the way. It's 10:55 a.m. We did it in 40 minutes.
Was that 40?
Exactly? Yeah, 43 minutes from the time that we said 40 minutes.
Mm.
So not too bad. Not too bad at all.
It's very interesting going through the timeline and just realizing it's so weird. What weirds me out the most is you can know all of these things and then still somehow keep believing the same people who perpetrated all of these lies and manipulation and gaslighting. And we somehow still, at least half the country, you think it can't get worse, and it's still getting worse.
Well, one part that's really important in that idea is all of the rhetoric about Trump and all of the Hitler, all of the white supremacists, And, you know, the Charlottesville, the fine people on both sides thing, which was clearly just made up. Okay, because he said, like, three lines later that he wasn't talking about the Nazis and that they are condemned. They should be condemned. That he was talking about the other people. But anyway, it's all of that rhetoric about Trump, because what's really important is people will go along with all of that if they think that Trump getting back into power is the scariest environment imaginable. All these other things are fine as long as we don't let Hitler come back. And I mean, imagine that you were in 1930s Germany and you're actually about to have an election. And you knew everything that Hitler was doing. Okay, you knew all of the things. You knew who Hitler was. All right? And there was an election coming up. Would you, and a free, I'm talking about a free election where you don't have people that are going to shoot you in the back of the head if you don't cast the right vote or whatever. I'm saying, like, you got a free election. Would you do everything that you could to try and prevent Hitler from winning re-election? And the answer is you would. Anyone would. Like, if you... I'm saying you know exactly who he is and how many people he's killed and all these things. Would you do anything you could to prevent him from winning? I think you would. And that's why it's so believable also that there was some funny business going on during the election. Because if you truly believed he was that awful, why wouldn't you do everything that you could to stop him from winning?
You even have guys like Sam Harris, who wrote a book about lying and how bad lying is, then come out and say later that it's okay to lie as long as we keep Trump out of office, that whatever tactic necessary is okay.
And that's basically what it boils down to. And that's why it's so important for the media to spin up all of that fear, I guess, and all the division in the country, because everything becomes a partisan issue. Russia-Ukraine is a partisan issue. COVID becomes partisan. Everything is a partisan issue, and there's so much division and hatred because of these people who support literally Hitler that you could never, you got to do anything you can to deny those people anything that they want or say. And I think that's one of the reasons it's been so easy and why people are so willing to look past the clearly corrupt Biden family and just act like it doesn't exist, because that's still better than Hitler, you know, and it is, if he really was Hitler. I don't think he was that bad. Trump, not Hitler. I think Hitler was that bad. But not Trump. You know, I didn't vote for him still. Neither did you. But I don't think he was that bad of a president in relation to the other presidents that we've had over the last 20 years.
He's still bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By libertarian standards, he still sucked. But he kind of was the most libertarian president that we've had. Not a libertarian. But on the scale of libertarian to not, he was closer than all the others, which makes him the least terrible president we've had in the last 20 years.
Yeah.
So, anyway, those are my thoughts on this. And that's why, so, to wrap that up.
I don't know that this makes me feel any better.
Well, to me, it's important to kind of line out, like, everything is so chaotic, and anytime we address any situation, you know, I've described it like this before. When you're in an argument with a significant other and you're 3 hours into the argument, you guys aren't even talking about, you're not talking about what this was 3 hours ago. You're talking about whatever. You're arguing about something that someone said in the argument half an hour ago now. And at that time, it had to do with something else someone said in the argument half an hour before that. You're so far removed from the principle that got you into the argument in the first place. And so that's how I feel when I go to tweet something, X something or whatever. I'm like, what am I going to say about this? It's all pointless. You know, if we're going to talk about something, it needs to be the actual root cause of the issues. So I have to line out all of these crazy, crazy things that have happened on top of the fact that we should be pushing for individual liberty and freedom and personal responsibility. Because all of these things have removed us from those conversations to where we're not even talking about the important stuff anymore.
Well, and this goes back to what we've been talking about lately as well, which is not participating in the lie.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all, like, most of this, they're all lies. And it's on both sides, by the way. It's not just the woke left, which I would say it leans more heavily in their favor,
mm-hmm.
but it's on both sides. And not participating in the lie is how we actually get out of this mess. You know, I talked during COVID, I talked so much about the government just being transparent. You know, like just give us the raw data. Stop trying to spin stories. Like the American people aren't stupid. And this is what tends to happen in society's age. The elites think that the plebs don't know anything, right? And there are going to be some dumb people who will ingest bleach or whatever the case may be, but there's not many of those people, and they'll take themselves out pretty rapidly, okay? There are not many of those. Most people can disseminate information in America and decide for themselves, and they just need the truth. And that's why the truth is so important. It's important to be transparent and truthful so that relationships, societies, communities, whatever the case may be, don't devolve and continue to build resentment and hatred and bitterness for each other until it turns into an all-out war. Because then no one wins.
We have to make sure, like when we're talking to other people, that we're talking from the same premises, like the same facts. And that's why it's so difficult to have a conversation with someone who is on the left or even some people that are on the right. It's so tough to talk to them because they have a completely different set of facts, which has created a completely different reality than the one that you're arguing from. And it's no reason you guys are opposed on all these ideas. What if they actually think that Trump called Nazis fine people, and that in that statement, and you looked at the transcript and you saw that he didn't call them fine people? Well, you guys are arguing from completely different realities now. And how are you going to come to an agreement on it unless you're arguing from the truth, the actual truth? And I was just trying to piggyback on the fact that, yeah, truth is very important. We got to go.
All right, y'all. If you enjoyed today's episode, please share it around. Leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. We appreciate that. Those are free ways to support us. Sign up for the Fed Haters Club. Go to GodHatesFeds.com. There's a link there to join. Or you can go to JoinGML.com. That's JoinGML.com. For as little as $6 a month, be part of the live group. Send Nate suggestions, hate on me, whatever you want to do inside the live group. It's a lot of fun to hang out with these people every single day of the week when we want to.
Big thanks to all of our listeners around the country on the Free Talk Live Network. Once again, we have a daily podcast called Good Morning Liberty. You can go to BernieLies.com and listen every single day of the week. See you next week.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.